And thank you very much for joining me here for another edition and another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two fascinating guests. The first is the producer of a movie all about two famous drag racers, Don Prudhomme, known as the Snake, and Tom McEwen, known as the Mongoose. It's a movie set to premiere in 20-plus major markets coming up in the month of September. We'll find out more about the movie and additional details straight ahead. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Tim McGrain, who is the executive director of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum in Danville, California, is going to be with us as they are celebrating their 25th year, and they've got some really cool things going on that you're going to want to hear about. Along the way, we've got a telephone number for you to dial into. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer, you can reach out via the email. It's bob at boblongradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. Or you can just shoot it off to bob@autoworldradio.com if you prefer. It's maybe a little bit easier to remember. We'll have some trivia questions and free stuff to give away. If you would like some free samples of the Wash Drops product, just shoot me an email with your name, address, and telephone number, and I'll get it in the works with the folks at Wash Drops, and we'll get your opinion about this very unique product. But joining us on the line right now to tell us all about a really cool movie, can't wait to hear the details of this, is the person who has put this movie together, and she is going to be telling us all about the nuances of the film. And it's my pleasure to welcome Robin to the airwaves of Auto World. Robin, how you doing?
Thank you, Bob. Nice chat with you.
Nice to chat with you as well. My computer started doing some funky things on me, but I hopefully have it under control. But I certainly remember Don Prudhomme and Tom McEwen and Snake and Mongoose. I know Hot Wheels, of course, back in the day had many of a vehicle and racetrack that pitted these two against each other. When did you first get the idea, or how did the idea evolve about doing a movie about this incredible rivalry?
Well, one day I was looking for new projects, and I spoke to a friend of mine named Stephen Nemeth of Rhino Films, and I asked what he had in his area, and he said, I have this great script called Snake and Mongoose, you have to read it. So I said, okay, what's it about? He said, drag racing. I said, okay. So I opened the script, and I said to my husband, Elliot, I have a perfect movie for you. It's all about cars. I said, but first, since I'm a producer, I have to read it and see if it has heart and soul and a great message. Is it entertaining? Is it funny? Et cetera. And so I read the script, and lo and behold, it really had all of that. It had hot cars, hot guys, hot girls, hot music, and Hot Wheels. So I thought it had everything, and I thought, well, let's, you know, this is the movie to make. So that's how it came about.
That's great. Robin Brody is with us, the producer of the movie, The Snake and Mongoose movie, set to premiere in 20-plus major markets on September 6th. This must be quite exciting for you. Tell us a little bit about your own past as far as being a producer. What kind of movies or projects have you worked with in the past?
I've I was a television. I was a film executive at 20th Century Fox, and in previous positions, you know, for 15 years, right after law school, and mostly on the business and legal side. But I'd always dreamed of becoming a film producer. And so then I had my children, and 15 years went by from that. And I thought, well, if I really want to do something, now's the time. So I, you know, went to my husband and I said, I'd like to produce this movie. You've invested in over 175 companies. It's time for you to invest in me.
That's fantastic. And tell us a little bit about what touched you about the script when you got a chance to actually sit down and look at it.
Exactly. So that's how it came about.
Oh, that's great. So it's going to be rolling out in 20-plus major markets on September 6th. Tell us about some of those major markets that are planned so far.
Well, our original plan is exactly as you said, which is to roll out in about 20-plus markets on September 6th. But recently, we were invited to become part of the Barrett Jackson auction at Hot August Nights in Reno. And because they are planning to heavily promote the film during that time and wanted us to bring these iconic red and yellow Hot Wheels haulers and funny cars to Reno, we decided that it would make sense to take advantage of all the publicity we would get there and open the movie in Reno on August 9th. And while we were doing that and the haulers and cars were on tour, we decided to put them all in a little their own little mini Hot Wheels promotional tour. And we the next stop will be in Detroit during the Detroit Dream Cruise, the Woodward Dream Cruise. And then following that, we'll take them to Indianapolis during the U.S. Nationals. And then we'll take them to Las Vegas in September. And then they're going on the auction block for Barrett Jackson in January of 2014. Don Prudhomme finally agreed to let them have it. They've been asking for them for many years. In the meantime, we're open in Reno, then Detroit, then Indy, and then 20-plus cities on September 6th. That's the plan.
That's great.
And the 20 cities that we're planning on in September are the ones that are basically the NHRA's premier event series cities.
Sure.
You know, so we figured that's where the most population is that would like, you know, to see a drag racing movie.
Tell us a little bit about the movie cast that you have lined up for this Snake and Mongoose movie.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Jesse Williams, who's a star of Grey's Anatomy for the last 5 years, and he's a dead ringer for Prudhomme. He's also a fantastic actor. That, you know, is very important. And we were blessed to have him because he really cared about the project, and he went and spent time with Prudhomme. You know, it's very unusual for an actor to have the real-life guy involved in the project so he can ask his questions and follow him around, copy his mannerisms, but Jesse did all that hard homework, and it's paid off because his portrayal in the movie is spot on. It's unbelievable. The other guy who plays plays Tom McEwen is named Richard Blake. He's an up-and-coming actor, but he too, spent a tremendous amount of time with Tom McEwen. McEwen asked me one day, you know, who's going to play him? I said, well, who do you want? He said, Brad Pitt. I said, well, we can't get you, Brad. This is an indie movie. Okay, well, somebody like Brad Pitt. So we found Richard Blake also, you know, somebody really handsome, somebody who could really act and who would care enough to spend time with Tom and really learn who he was and how he behaved and get all his mannerisms down. So we're very lucky with that. Then we invited Noah Wiley to play the Mattel executive. You know, everybody's heard about the Hot Wheels deal all, you know, for years, but nobody's been a fly on the wall in the Hot Wheels Mattel meeting.
Yeah.
And here we had a chance to really show how these guys pitched sponsorship. And it's one of my favorite scenes in the film. It really shows you that, you know, if you want to get somewhere in life, you want to live your dream, you better not be afraid. You better walk in there and do your best and pitch and be fearless about it. And then maybe you'll get it to a chance.
Some great advice. I can definitely take some of that to heart right now in my professional realm. Straight ahead, we're going to talk more about this magnificent upcoming movie, Snake and Mongoose. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this story?
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by Robin Brody, the producer of the movie, The Snake and Mongoose Movie, set to premiere at Hot August Nights in Reno, Nevada, in conjunction with the Barrett Jackson Extravaganza coming up real soon in the month of August. And we've We've been talking to Robin about the cast of this movie, as well as some of the other interesting stories surrounding it. And it will be fascinating to see, without giving too much away, how did this collaboration between Hot Wheels and the Snake and the Mongoose come about? I mean, was it something that the Hot Wheels people pitched first, or was it vice versa?
Absolutely. It was not from the Hot Wheels people to them. It was Tom McEwen having three small children starting to play with Hot Wheels toys. He sees the toys. They have no markings on them whatsoever. And in his world, the cars are always, you know, extravagantly and extraordinarily painted. And he thought that the Hot Wheels toys would look better and be even more appealing to children if they had, for example, his Mongoose logo, which was a, you know, like an orange looking rat looking thing, as well as his friend Snake's logo, which was a snake looking thing. And so he went to Don Prudhomme and he suggested that they go speak to Mattel, and they walked into the Mattel offices and pitched the idea.
That's smart. The
genius of the moment is that not only was it brilliant of Snake and Mongoose to figure this out, but it was also a genius moment for Art Spear of Mattel, who was then the executive vice president of marketing, to realize that, you know, they make the fastest real cars in the world. Mattel makes the fastest small cars in the world. They should all be together. And the first ever cross promotion, a non-automotive sponsor came into drag racing, and it changed everything. It changed everything we know about sports marketing, and it brought this down and dirty sport of drag racing into the mainstream. Once you had a family-friendly company like Mattel involved, suddenly, you know, everybody could watch it on TV and feel comfortable about that. So it really changed the entire world for drag racing.
Where did you shoot most of this movie, Robin?
We shot in Los Angeles, Van Nuys, Burbank, you know, the places where these guys grew up, Long Beach, and Bakersfield. We used Bakersfield as our home base for a track that still looks like it did 40 years ago when they were racing on it for the March meets and other events. And then we used it to double for Lions or Indy, and then we used special effects to make them really look like Lions and Indy.
Oh, that's great. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced in producing this movie.
You know, it's similar to any movie. This one had its particular challenges because, you know, these guys are alive, and it's a biography about two guys, and these two guys don't agree about anything. So how do you make a movie and a story with the two guys who don't agree about most things and bring it to the screen? Don Prudhomme wanted it to be an R-rated movie and have lots of sexy girls in it, and McEwen wanted it to be G-rated for the Hot Wheels fan base. And it was my job to reconcile those two visions into one, and I think we accomplished it very, very well.
Tell us about some of the highlighted moments, either off camera or on camera. What are your same favorite moments that you'll take away from this project?
Well, one of my favorite moments is when we had Bruce Myers' Greer Black Prudhomme dragster, a very famous dragster, won 230 out of 237 races it ever lined up for, which I think is still a record. And Don Prudhomme knew the owner, Bruce Meyer. We had it on the set in Bakersfield. We thought we would just, you know, shoot it from various angles. We never intended to drive it, you know, or even tackle it up or anything. But one day, Snake says to me, "Hey, what do you think? Should we make it go?" I said, "Oh my God, we can't make this go. It's a really expensive dragster. Besides, it's not working." He's like, "Who do you think you're talking to? I can make that thing run in 15 minutes." I was like, okay, call Bruce and ask him. So he did. And so watching that car, you know, actually go down the track and move during this shooting was really an extraordinary experience. And it was captured on film by a wonderful guy named Bill Pitts. So if you go to YouTube and you look for something called the 48-year itch, you see something extraordinary. Don Prudhomme getting into his original racing suit. Hard to believe he could even fit in that fire suit. So we're more power to him with his original gloves and his original helmet and driving the Greer Black Prudhomme for the first time in 48 years. It was really something. That's my favorite moment.
Absolutely fantastic. Is there a website or where would you suggest people finding more information about the movie?
Yeah, we just released the trailer on YouTube. We've gotten over 600,000 hits in the last 5 days. So if you type into YouTube Snake and Mongoose trailer, it probably will come up. We have a website, www.snakeandmongoosemovie.com. We have a Facebook page, Snake and Mongoose. So we hope everyone looks for everything. They can find lots of information on our website and on our Facebook page, and we look forward to being involved with all of them.
Interesting, as you say, these guys don't agree about anything, and certainly on track, they were fierce competitors, but I understand off the track, they were actually quite close friends.
They were. I teased about them not agreeing about anything. I think one of the reasons they stay together, they've been together so long, is that they can each make the other guy laugh. You know, so they after 40 years or 50 years together, they know how to zing each other and push each other's buttons. And, you know, so it makes for a very entertaining, you know, interview for the two of them. We were at SEMA, and Bob Frey interviewed them on stage in front of almost 2,000 people. And for one solid hour, everybody, all they did was laugh. So, you know, they've got their shtick down, so to speak.
That's great. So now that you've done one movie in the automotive realm, is this an area, either racing or otherwise, that you might consider doing another movie down the road?
I think it's possible. In the process of making this movie, of course, I got to meet Don Garlitz, and I know that, you know, for years he was, you know, considering having a movie made about his life. And, you know, this is the first drag racing film to be coming out of Hollywood in 30 years since the Shirley Muldowney story, Heart Like a Wheel. Anything's possible. What I did become in the process of making this film is a huge drag racing fan. I mean, this is an amazing sport, you know, especially for the people that don't have the patience to spend 3 hours watching NASCAR. You know, here there's a new race every 4 to 6 seconds. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. And the sound, it's all-encompassing. The sound, the smells, the fun. It's like going to a circus. It's really, really an extraordinary experience going to an NHRA event.
Well, very well said, Robin. I've really enjoyed your appearance here today. Let's do it again down the road after the movie opens up, and we'll continue to help you promote it. Congratulations on this Snake and Mongoose movie. She's Robin Brody, the producer of the movie. Thanks, Robin.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for Auto World. Again, when you get a chance, check out my website, automotiveradionetwork.com, autoworldradio.com, and the network's website, gcnlive.com. We're going to throw out a trivia question sometime within this next half hour. But in the meantime, if you'd like some free wash drop samples, just shoot me your name, address, and telephone number to Bob at Bob Log Radio, Bob at Auto World Radio, and we'll hook you up. Joining us right now on the program to tell us about a big anniversary celebration is the executive director of the Black Hawk Automotive Museum, located in Danville, California. It's my pleasure to welcome Tim McGrain to Auto World. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thank you.
Well, let's begin with the beginnings, the early days of the Black Hawk Automotive Museum. It actually began back in 1982 with a collaboration between two folks, and it first opened its doors 25 years ago in August of 1988. But tell us a little bit about Don Williams and Ken as far as how that friendship, that partnership led to this museum.
Spent a lifetime around classic cars. His first venture was in Santa Monica. He had the operated automotive classics out of the old Earl C. Anthony Packard dealership in Santa Monica. Because of redevelopment, that closed. He moved to Arizona, was collaborated with Tom Barrett of Barrett Jackson before they got together. And Don spent some time with Tom, and was actually instrumental in Tom Barrett and Russ Jackson both getting together to form what is now widely known as Barrett Jackson, before both those two gentlemen had separate auctions going on in Phoenix. And then Don was had this vision to create what would be the a museum with the world's greatest classic car collection in it, and coincidentally had a reason to meet Ken Behring when Ken was looking for some vintage Rolls Royces to promote his new development that he was working on in Blackhawk. I think Ken had contacted the Rolls Royce dealership in San Francisco who didn't handle, and they didn't handle those type of Rolls Royce, directed him over to Don, and almost from the first meeting, they hit it off. Don's vision for this classic car collection and the museum went along with what Ken was looking to do as part of this whole Blackhawk development, residential, the plaza, and the museum ultimately became the nucleus of this, and it was actually the first part of the Blackhawk Plaza that was built.
That's a great story, Tim, and just is amazing how things in life sometimes fall together. Interesting that the founders of Barrett-Jackson were introduced by Don way back when. Let's talk about the museum, where it stands now. It's in beautiful Danville, California, and the museum has two levels of automotive galleries, and I understand about 90 vehicles on display. Tell us a little bit about some of the special vehicles that are part of the collection.
Yeah. Bob, as you said, we're extremely fortunate. We have, at any one time on display, about 90 vehicles. The museum is separated into two galleries and two levels. The upper gallery focuses predominantly on classic cars from the late 20s, early 30s, and our focus is on either limited production or one-of-a-kind custom coachwork cars. And then the main gallery, its predominant feature is sports cars from the 50s and 60s, which obviously is predominantly European. And at this particular time, of the European sports cars, Ferrari is certainly the dominant mark down there. And we are extremely fortunate to have some great cars in both those galleries. I think probably our feature car in the classic gallery has to be the 1924 Hispano Suiza, known as the Tulipwood. I think the Blackhawk Museum looks at that as our Mona Lisa in relation to the Louvre. It's been with the museum since the museum opened as a historical car. It is certainly extremely significant. From the sports car point of view or the cars from the 50s, probably our three Alfa Romeo Bat cars, which I truly believe are the most important trio of cars out there, are probably top of that list from the sports and styling cars we have from the 50s. We're very fortunate. We have some wonderful cars. It really is difficult to sort of say, which goes to the top of the list. But those two groups of cars are certainly feature cars that the museum is proud to have.
Let's go back to, again, the early days of the museum and a relationship that continues to this day. Barry McGuire, a great friend of both of ours, the host of Car Crazy Television and CEO of the McGuire's Car Wax Company. It was back in 98 that the Blackhawk Museum was the host for the 1997 McGuire's Collector Car Hobby Person of the Year, and it went to Jay Leno, who at that venue announced a scholarship that he had put together.
The McGuire's Award had obviously started, I believe this was the fourth year of the awards. It had been held in Los Angeles, started off at the Peterson Museum. It has gone to a number of very high-profile venues around Southern California. And given the great relationship that Don Williams had with Barry, and I also was involved with Don back in those days, we had Barry had decided that he was going to move the award for that particular year. I don't think we knew who the person was going to be at that time. I think that Barry probably had a suspicion it was going to be somebody significant. And when Jay was announced as the recipient of the award, we were obviously extremely pleased. So that was great. And as you said, he announced Jay's involvement with the underwriting of the Fred J. Duesenberg Scholarship Award. And since that time, he's been very supportive of the restoration of the skill and the talent that the restoration needs through the McPherson College. But you mentioned Barry. I mean, there's a very special person, I think, in most of our lives. If we've touched the collector car world at any time over the past 20 years, you know, Barry McGuire, you know, has to be an important person. It's really a shame that you can't give the McGuire's Award to Barry McGuire, because if anybody deserves to be Person of the Year in the collector car hobby, I think it's Barry.
Couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk about the big celebration, the big gala, which is coming up. And I understand you've partnered up with the folks at Aston Martin. And what a great fit that is. Tim, congratulations on putting that together.
Well, thank you. We have got some very special partners. We're very fortunate to have them come in and help support our 25th anniversary gala. As you said at the beginning of the show, this August marks the 25th year that the museum has been opened, and the museum opened the weekend following Pebble Beach back in 88. Back in those days, Pebble Beach really was just a weekend. You could get there Friday afternoon, leave Saturday evening, and not miss anything. So now, given that it's the 10 days of 20, seems like 24-hour things going on, we felt the weekend before was the most appropriate. The partnership with Aston is one that we were able to put together this year. We have a great relationship with the Aston Martin brand, North America here, and the people out of I'm going to say Newport Pagnell. I know the headquarters in Gaydon, but Newport Pagnell is the home for Aston Martin for me. We're very fortunate to have some great Astons in the museum. We have one of the DB4 GT Zagatos, the DB4 GT. There are some special bodies.
We'll hear about all these great Aston Martins, and we'll also talk about Briggs Cunningham. It's all straight ahead right here as Auto World Radio continues after these messages.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you so much for being here with us today here on Auto World, and remind you, if you have a question for our very special guest, Tim McGrain, at the beautiful museum in Danville, California, the Blackhawk Museum, the telephone number is 855-660-4261. Once again, it's 855-660-4261. And Tim was telling us before the break there that there are a number of really significant Aston Martins on display. And Tim, you started to tell us about one in particular, Zatego. Tell us a little bit more.
The DB4 GT Zagato Aston, other than their true race cars, are certainly the most significant, I think, comparable to what the 250 GTO is to the Ferrari world. So there's only 22 of them. We're extremely happy or extremely proud to have one of them in the museum along with the other Aston Martin brands that we represent. And we're going to have some contemporary cars come in as part of the gala, and I think we're also able to get a very historic Aston that's going to be there on the evening of the gala.
Are tickets still available for the gala?
They are at the moment. This past weekend, or the end of the week, we got a number of tables confirmed with some people just making their pre-Pebble Beach plans. But we do have some tickets available at the moment. But if somebody's interested, I wouldn't leave it too long.
Excellent. Why don't we make sure and give out the contact information for the Blackhawk Museum, website-wise, telephone-wise, social media-wise, and also for all of our listeners who are in the area of Danville, California, and like to stop on over for a visit at the museum. Also remind us about the museum hours as well.
Museum is open year-round, Wednesday through Sunday. We are open on most major holidays when they're on a Monday. Each year we do a post-Pebble Beach open house on the Monday following the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. So we're open that day. Our website is blackhawkmuseum.org, and the phone number is area code 925-736-2280. And you can find us on Facebook, again, at facebook.com/Blackhawk Museum.
great. Another story I've got to talk to you about is the fact that the Blackhawk Automotive Museum is saluting the automotive legacy of Briggs S. Cunningham, an American hero. And certainly, what a great story this is for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Briggs Cunningham, and for some of our younger listeners who may have never heard of this American hero. Tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about Briggs, as well as how the museum is saluting him.
Well, to some people, Briggs Cunningham is not a name that readily comes to mind. But I think from an automotive point of view, he is a true icon. Anybody that won America's Cup, which he did in 1958, and do what he did in taking American sports cars and American drivers to Le Mans as a privateer consistently for as many years as he did, I think is remarkable. And also built his own road cars. One of the cars we have as part of the display in the museum is the 1960 Corvette that won its class at Le Mans with Cunningham as team drivers. It's one of three Corvettes that he took. This particular one won its class. It took Corvette and the power of General Motors decades to do that again. I think it was 50 years. Until the actual factory could do that, and Briggs did it as a privateer. He went to Le Mans first year in 1953 with two Cadillacs. He raced there later on with his own, Cunningham cars, very iconic cars. Those cars are in the Collier Museum in Naples and then the Simeone Museum. But I think it's well worth somebody doing some history if they're interested in American motorsports and sports car racing, and they're not familiar with the name Briggs Cunningham. I would certainly urge them to read up about it. And one of the reasons we did this, obviously America's Cup sailing competition is currently going on in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was a way for us to wave the Blackhawk Museum flag during a sailing event and being an automotive museum and connecting the two together.
I would imagine being located where you are in Danville, California, with all the other great automotive events that happen during the year, actually, throughout California, that you probably get visitors not only from all 50 states, but you probably get visitors around the world as well at the Blackhawk Museum.
The Bay Area is obviously a sort of a major tourist attraction for international visitors, whether coming from Europe or from Asia. So we do get a number of visitors. We're also extremely fortunate. The Bay Area automotively, you've got Sonoma Raceway, which is only 45 minutes from us, Laguna Seca, or the whole Monterey Peninsula event that happened in August. That's about an hour and 45 minutes away from us. In the world of sort of hot rods, the Good Guys organization is headquartered in the town next to us, and they do, four major events close by. So automotively, we really are in a very active area and have a lot of car enthusiasts in our immediate area. And we do get people from all over the globe that come through Danville, which we're very fortunate to have.
Our telephone number, once again, if anybody has a question for Tim, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Quick trivia question here I'm going to throw out in the realm of Aston Martins. I'll make it a modern-day Aston Martin question. What is the name of the current four-door offering in the Aston Martin lineup? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Tim, you and I have known each other for probably close to 20 years, and you certainly have quite a resume working with a wide variety of well-known clients in the past, but this must be a really cool gig that you have right now as being executive director of such a prestigious institution as the Blackhawk Automotive Museum. Tell us a little bit about your own personal feelings about doing your job there at the Blackhawk here in 2013.
Well, Bob, I know how fortunate I am to be the director of the museum. I took the position February of this year. Don Williams, who's the museum president, and somebody I've known for a long time. I first met Don in the early 90s, and he contacted me last year, and we've had an ongoing friendship. But when the opportunity came up to talk with him about the museum looking to make some changes, looking to relaunch an awareness program as part of the 25th anniversary and also develop a number of other programs. When he asked me if I was interested in coming back, it was a very, very easy answer to give him. My first association with the museum was going back to 1989, and coincidentally, as part of this conversation, it was Aston Martin related back in then. I was involved with the Aston Martin Owners Club International Festival that happened in 89. They were the recognized mark at the Monterey Historics, as it was called back then, and the Pebble Beach. And we had a number of activities before the Monterey weekend and after. And I had coordinated one of the activities to be a tour and lunch at the new Blackhawk Museum, which had only opened the year before. So, fast forward 25 years and now to be in the position. It's very fortunate. I know having a long association with Don Williams and knowing what the museum's all about and its history and what its DNA is, I'm very proud to take it into its next 25 years, with Don's guidance, obviously, with his history in the classic car world. It's almost an unrivaled experiences that he's had and the cars that he's owned and touched and have gone through the museum.
Absolutely, Tim. So once again, the dates of the 25th anniversary gala is?
Which is the Saturday before going into a Pebble Beach Concours weekend. And, that's our big gala weekend, but, we are going to continue through July 2014, with a number of other anniversary-related activities, and we'll announce those as soon as we can.
Well, Tim, I really want to thank you very much for joining us here today and telling us about the history and the 25th anniversary of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum, and we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you. He's Tim McGrain, Executive Director of the Blackhawk Automotive Museum. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.